Hello, everyone. I am here today with an interview. I'm here with my good friend, Michael Flynn. And Michael, where are you from originally?
I'm from London, England.
So now you've been here since the 1950s. You came here with your family when you were about 8 years old. And you have quite an amazing story about coming across the sea and traveling across the country on a bus, but I wanted to talk about arriving in Los Angeles. And when you arrived in Los Angeles, first of all, do you remember what your first impressions were?
The wide open spaces and seeing the sun. I'd never seen the sun so much because I remember in England there wasn't a whole lot of sun, it seemed like, in those days. It seemed very gray and overcast most of the time. So that's my impression. But I think it was the wide open spaces and the just driving across the country. It just seemed endless. It just went on and on and on forever. And that really impressed me as a young child, you know.
Interesting. But the other aspect is that when you started school, you know, as an eight-year-old, of course, kids, you got a lot of attention for sounding different.
Yeah, that was interesting because I went to school, and even though I looked like the other kids, I spoke differently than the other kids, and I really felt different. So I had to kind of adjust the way I spoke at school, but then when I went home, it was the same situation. Everybody was speaking with an English accent. I thought, well, wait a minute, I can't do this. So I went back to, I reverted back to my English accent. So basically, I have like a kind of a 50-50 mix, and even to this day, when my brother calls, who has a very thick English accent, we speak, and I speak with an English accent, and sometimes I have people, my friends in the room that are American, and it's a kind of a back and forth thing, and it's kind of embarrassing. And they're all looking at me, kind of laughing, like, "What's going on here?" It's like hot and cold running water, you know.
And you're not doing it. I mean, you're not even doing it consciously. You're doing it subconsciously, right?
Yeah, it just kind of happens. I think, you know, when I was in school, you just had to do it to adapt, to kind of survive, because the kids didn't make fun of me, but I thought that they might make fun of me. And so, but now I do it. In fact, it gets to the point now that back in my teenage days, my friends would come over. And they would actually start speaking with an English accent. So it was really strange because that was kind of like in the 60s when the Beatles and the Stones were, you know, the British invasion was coming over. So it was kind of the cool thing to have an English accent. So all my friends would come over and try to pick up the lingo to say, you know. So
now, was there anything in particular when you were a little kid that you did to try to sort of accelerate the process of learning to speak American, so to speak?
Not really. It just kind of happened. I suppose when you're at school for 6 or 7 hours a day and the friends that I met and were, you know, we'd go out and play or go to the park or ride our bikes, were Americans. So I probably spent more time, you know, conversing with the Americans than I did, the colonists, should I say, than I did with my own family. So it just naturally happened. It just was a transformation, you know. I don't know how it happened, but it just happened, you know.
It's interesting because, in my case, I came out here from New York, which is also a different accent. And, I pretty much lost it, though. Even to this day, people, you know, somebody with a good ear will pick up, you know, where I'm from originally. We'll just pick up a little bit here. Will you find the same thing?
I think there's certain words that I might say or certain habits that I have, and you might say a word, and people look at me like, what was that? And it's like, it might be the slang is differently. The way you say certain words, I can't think of any words right now, like aluminium as opposed to aluminum. Uh-huh. I might find myself saying something like that. I don't know why. It just happens that way. And certain words come out differently. People look at me like, what did you say? I'm going, aluminium. They say, well, what's that? Oh, aluminum. Oh, okay, we got you, Alcoa. We know what's going on, you know. So it happens like that, you know.
That's cool. Well, thank you very much.
No problem. Have a great day.
Talk to all of you later. Bye.